T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Where does sport rank compared to clown? Because I don't think this texter was...
Sport is very dismissive.
Yeah, I think it was dismissive.
My dad used to call me sport.
Sport. Was he being dismissive of
No.
it? No. Because that's what I think of it, too, as like a dad to his son. Come on, sport.
Yeah.
Or like a dog. Is sport a good dog name?
Yeah, I guess.
I get not really, right? We spent some time on Wednesday show. And I was calling out Stephanie Ruhle, I think is her name, journalist at MSNBC, and also a head of a Democratic super PAC, who were smirking and making comments again about Lindsey Graham. And Bill Maher has done this before. Chelsea Handler has done this before. Others have done this before. But Lindsey Graham, whether he is gay or not. And let me say again, I don't give a bleep, okay? My point the other day was, if this were conservative politicians and others who were smirking and making comments about a Democrat as a politician on his gender choice that he was attracted to, all hell would be taking place. So let's just call out the hypocrisy. And let's not act like the Republicans, many of them, not all, okay, because I'm not into generalizing here, but that there hasn't been just some phoniness and some condescending on generalizing by Republicans. There has been. But it's getting old to me. And by the way, I'm no great defender of Lindsey Graham, by the way. You know, Lindsey, I think, wants us to be in like 5,000 wars right now. And his complete defense of the president of late, I just don't agree with. His Kavanaugh stuff was utterly ridiculous. Although he hasn't agreed with the president all the time lately, including on ISIS, including on the attack in Afghanistan the other day, and on the pettiness, first of all, by Nancy Pelosi and telling the president not to show up because of security, because that was ludicrous. I mentioned that the other day. And then even more ludicrous was the president canceling the flight for Pelosi and others and then announcing where she was going to go when they were willing to fly commercial. I mean, why don't you just put on their shoot here ISIS? And Graham called that out. So then yesterday when we were on the air, I saw the tweet from Congresswoman Omar, where she had tweeted on Tuesday at some point, they've got him, he's compromised, talking about Lindsey Graham. And I thought, I'll admit, I thought, okay, do we have another one who's just without basis, just assuming that the reason why Lindsey Graham is now supporting the president, because during the campaign, he was torching the president, during the Republican campaign, that he is compromise is all about, again, well, they've got dirt on him that he's homosexual and he has to do this. And she has continued with an explanation, and we have tried to get a hold of her. We've tried multiple times also before when she was a rep here in town and didn't have a lot of success either. I'm pretty sure there's something happening with him, whether it's something that has to do with the funding when it comes to running office, whether it has something to do with the pull that might have in his district, or whether it has to do with some sort of leadership within the Senate. She continued without explaining who she meant they. He is somehow compromised to no longer stand up for the truth, she concluded from Graham's change of opinion. I'm reading from the USA Today story, actually. When pressed on how she could make such a charge without evidence, Ilhan Omar at first asserted, the evidence really isn't present to us. The evidence really is present to us, but then backtracked explaining, my tweet was just an opinion based on what I believe is visible to me, and I'm pretty sure there are lots of Americans who agree on this. Again, her initial tweet was this. They got to him. He is compromised. I'm going to give more of this explanation, but I want to hear where you stand. And if it's just going to be the, if it's just the, what we see so often, well, you happen to agree with Representative Omar, so you're just going to believe her explanation 100%, or you adamantly disagree with Representative Omar, so no matter what she says, you're going to disagree. I guess we can get those. I'd love, what a novel concept it would be if we could take issues every single time and judge them on the merits of the argument and the facts as opposed to the politics. But I want to spend more time on this, and I would like to get your feedback on what she had to say and how she tried to explain it, including with ties to a previous tweet, and if that's in play at all in this explanation. 2:08. More on Representative Omar. Don't forget my conversation with my father in less than 30 minutes. Mr. Carter has an update right now. So more on the reaction to what Representative Omar tweeted out. When again on Lindsey Graham, the tweet was, they got him, he's compromised. There was reaction across the country, Lincoln S.E. Cupp. Okay, S.E. Cupp is a Republican, but she's not a flame-throwing, far-right provocateur. In fact, she's highly, highly critical of Donald Trump. When S.E. Cupp saw this, she tweeted, this is ignorant, homophobic, and unacceptable. Let's accept this, by the way. Lindsey Graham has faced this crap for years. Some of the same crap that has been thrown towards other individuals who aren't Republicans. And what did we hear all the time? Who cares about who they're interested in sexually? Leave them alone. But funny, when for some liberals, it's someone you don't agree with, then we can kind of smirk and joke because they might be interested in men and they want to keep that on the DL. But when it's somebody they agree with and they want to keep that on the DL, oh, hey, mind your own damn business. And trust me, I get very tired of the morality and how you have to live your life lecturing. Okay? So S.E. Cupp says this. Ilhan Omar, the representative, responded Thursday. I love how revealing the right is and their assumptions on me. Pro tip, just because you are homophobic doesn't mean everyone else is. So again, that is the representative, Adam, saying that everybody on the right is homophobic. And that's ridiculous. This country, at times, can be homophobic. There's too many damn people out there who are. That's sad. This show has talked about that endlessly, how people get lectured and there's something wrong with you and there's conversion therapy and how they want to stop you from living your life. So if you act like this show hasn't spoken out in defending people of the right to live their life how they want, and it shouldn't be affected one way by who they're interested in, you got the wrong show. And again, there's going to be some hate and venom on both sides. But when Representative Omar says, pro tip, just because you're homophobic doesn't mean everyone is, when she says, I love how revealing the right is in their assumptions of me. Representative Ilhan Omar has overcome so many things in her life. Things that so many people just wouldn't have a chance if they faced similar challenges. And part of what she faces, and we get these disgusting slurs at times through texts in our studio here, when you text at 81807, is people just generalize. Because she doesn't look like you. Because she's Muslim. because she believes in Islam. Adam, how many texts we had lately? Terrorists.
Proven terrorists.
Proven terrorists. Criminal. And guess what that is? Broad generalizations. I love how revealing the right is and their assumptions on me. That's a broad generalization by Representative Omar. Flat out is. In another tweet, she said, conservatives jumped to the conclusion she's being homophobic because the right thinks being homosexual is compromised. Again, all of the right thinks that. When, by the way, the data now on younger individuals who are Republicans, they don't give a damn either. Thank you. That's the way it should be. Nobody should give a damn. More. We'll have Newsroom. Being LGBTQ plus isn't something we should be ashamed of. I'm all for that. I agree with you 1,000%. Y'all don't know my tweet. Had nothing to do with his sexuality and everything to do with his blind cooperation with Trump. Let's focus. Here's the thing, Ed. That may be 100% true. What she said might be 100% true. But when there's been this rumor out there about Lindsey Graham, and then you put something else out there, okay? Fair or not, they've got him. He's compromised. If a famous individual, Lindsey Graham is a famous individual, faces something and faces accusations, including the day before on national TV, guess what? We know why. And then a now emerging political star says the same thing. Doesn't she have to be more precise about what she's saying? Because I think she does.
Yes, to the point of having actual evidence or proof. That's the problem with this. And I know that Twitter is the great tool of, you know, connecting with your intended audience, cutting out the middlemen in many cases. But it also involves great responsibility. And, boy, a lot of people sure use it pretty irresponsibly. And, again, whether she's talking about his homosexuality, his sexuality, rather, or his, or whatever else she's referring to or says she's referring to, you have to really have some evidence there.
Yeah, but you also have to know the landscape of what's going on. If somebody faces an accusation about something there should be no accusation about, who cares? And it's just come up again. And again, I'm not saying she was doing this, but don't be surprised when it then comes back. And then as someone like her, who faces broad generalizations without a kernel of truth, to then assume everybody on the right is homophobic, I think that's fairly insulting. And then it comes back, as USA Today points out, some questions on another tweet. And this is where she's going to lose me a little bit on tweet credibility and kind of backing it up. This is what she tweeted out in 2012. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. And she's faced these accusations for a while, right, Adam, of anti-Semitism. This came up when she was here. This came up when she ran for the Ellison seat. I think some of it was irrational, and some of it I thought was fair questioning of her as a new politician on the scene. That, wait a second, what did this really mean? On Thursday, Omar told CNN a tweet was a regrettable way of expressing her point, said she didn't know her comments would be offensive to Jewish Americans. Come on now. If you say Israeli, Israel, has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. She didn't know her comments would be offensive to Jewish Americans. Does that pass the smell test with you? It just doesn't, right? If you want to say, I chose my words wrong or I regret that, but to say, oh, I didn't know that would offend people of the Jewish faith, when you're saying Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Now, where she points out, and this is factual because I know she's spoken out about the Saudi government and other places. But come on, just own some of this a little bit. Okay, some of the text here. As a Lutheran, I agree. Israel has been doing much evil, bombing children, a wall. Okay, if you want to say you don't agree with Israel, you get to own that. That's you. Do it. You can do that as a texter here. You can do that as a representative. You can do that as the president. However, but then to say, if you put out a comment, well, I didn't know it was going to, I didn't know they take it that way. Yeah, I think some people of a certain faith, if there is a natural country which is home to the religion, to say you are surprised that they're offended, I think that's most people aren't going to see that at all. This kind of stuff doesn't happen, and I'm reading text here, doesn't happen in a vacuum. Omar knew what she was doing. Chad, have many disagreements with you. Chad, have many disagreements with Instagram, but Omar was way out of line. I agree with you. A belief that someone is being blackmailed over sexuality is not a belief that anything is wrong with their sexuality, correct or not. It is homophobic. Well, I mean, let's be clear about this. If anybody would have put out this tweet and it truly was about whether it's heterosexual or homosexual, it would be remarkably insulting. That's like Chelsea Handler. Hers was insulting. Marr, insulting. Stephanie Ruhle the other day, MSNBC. All were insulting towards Lindsey Graham. If Ilhan Omar wasn't intending this way, when this has been the running gag for a while, and not like really behind the scenes, because all of us have faced things in our lives where, hey, I didn't realize that was going on. This BS about Lindsey Graham has been going on for a long thing, and I'll tell you one thing. Ilhan Omar is a very smart person. I would be pretty shocked if she wasn't aware of it. So if this had nothing to do with it, and it was about finance and all that, then there's 280 characters. Let's be a little bit more clear about that. I voted for Ilhan. However, did not like or approve this use of innuendo to out Instagram as a Democrat. This is not what we should be focusing on. As an LGBTQ ally and Democrat, this is utter BS. If he's gay, it's nobody's business out there. Same thing over and over every day. Have we ever talked about this topic one time on this show regarding Ilhan Omar and Lindsey Graham, Adam? Because I know you document the show.
I don't believe so.
No. More text here. Everyone on the right is homophobic. It's asinine to deny that. No, now if you showed me the demographics of older Republicans and where they stand on it, it's a number that I find very distasteful, okay? But the polling is overwhelming of younger Republicans in this where they don't care. I find it offensive how people act towards someone's interest, whatever gender. But to just say everybody in one party is ridiculous. Chad, you're missing the point. Liberals are not picking on him for possibly being gay. They've seen this what the Trump as an organization has on him. No, I'm not missing the point. You need to watch the video when people make fun of him on whether he's gay or not, and it's overwhelmingly clear. His dramatic – if it turns out – okay, let's play this scenario out. If it turns out that Russia's blackmailing him, Trump's blackmailing him, it's not going to be voila, by the way. Oh, I was wrong. It's going to be nobody bleeping knew that, and we shouldn't be speculating that because of someone's sexual attraction, that's it, when you have no idea if that's what this is all about. There are so many ways to win arguments. I find this just childish. More text here. Omar is just a picture of inclusion, isn't she? What a fraud. Consider life experience, I would hope Representative Omar would have been more thoughtful on this, saddened and disappointing. This is loose speech from a freshman congresswoman. You have to admit Graham has been erratic and angry ever since John McCain died. Yeah, I don't get his allegiance to Donald Trump as often as it is. I called him out in an overwhelming way, especially on Brett Kavanaugh. I will continue to do that when it merits. But just to toss things out over innuendo, this is what so many people who believe in inclusion, who believe in fair treatment of others, have been calling out for years. Let's see. That's a fair representation of the text. Let's do this. Let's pause here. Let's get to my father a little earlier. That'll leave us plenty of time for the final segment on this Friday here. Don't forget, Paul and Jordana are next. We're obviously back with you Monday at noon. Traffic and weather coming back in moments. Welcome back, everybody, along with my father, Sid Hartman. Chad Hartman here on WCCO. The championship games in the National Football League will take place this weekend. A lot of people believe the four best teams, as they should be, are left. We have New England taking on Kansas City, and we have New Orleans hosting the Rams. What are your thoughts on those two games?
I think Kansas City will beat the Patriots. They gave them they had a very close game, and New England beat them in the last second. I think New England will not win. I do think the Saints will beat the Rams, and then they have everything set up. Although, I don't know, the Saints didn't play that well against the
Eagles.
Eagles. Maybe the Rams could upset them, but we'll see what happens. But they play at home, and they're very tough to beat at home.
This will shock you. We are in agreement. I like Kansas City, and I like the Saints. I think they both are going to win by double digits.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are a very different team on the road this year. I think the numbers are overwhelming. One of the most amazing stats this week, Tom Brady's playoff road record. He has 3 wins. All the success he's had in the playoffs, amazing. Maybe the greatest quarterback ever. He's only won 3 games on the road in the playoffs. And the last time he won? 2006. Doesn't that surprise you?
Yeah, it's surprising me, but I don't think the Patriots are that good defensively as they've been in the past. And I think defensively, Kansas City will score a lot of points on them.
The thing I'll say about the Saints last week, I think Philadelphia is playing great football right now. I really do. I think the Eagles could have won that game without the Jeffrey play. So I give the Saints credit for that one. Now let's switch to the Vikings. What is your feeling about Gary Kubiak? This guy's been a head coach before, won a Super Bowl, coached 2 NFL teams, backup quarterback for a long time. How does he fit in with Mike Zimmer and Kevin Stefanski?
They had to do something about the offense. Their offense is terrible. Not very good. They had to make a move, and I think it's a good move. This guy's had a fantastic record, and they had to do something about the offense. Now, yep. I wonder what happens to the guy that he named his offensive coordinator. What's he going to be doing?
Well, okay, now the idea is he's still calling all the plays. He's still doing anything, but I think you touched on it. What if those two have different ideas? What if Gary Kubiak sees it one way and Kevin Stefanski sees it another way? How does that work out?
Kubiak had to get some kind of told what he could do. I mean, I don't think he would take his job unless he has something to say.
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt. All right, let's go to the Timberwolves. Really impressive performance in Philadelphia. I mean, let's just be honest. That was embarrassing. Here you're playing Jimmy Butler, who laughed at you, who called you out. And now here's your chance to show Butler, we're going to play hard. we're going to play smart. They should have saved the gasoline on the plane. They basically didn't show up in Philadelphia.
Didn't show up at all. It was just terrible. It was the worst record, worst performance for a Timberwolves game ever. And I just think that Philadelphia wanted to have Butler show up, and they went crazy.
Well, why didn't the Wolves want to show up? Why didn't the Wolves show up? There's no excuse for this. And listen, Karl Anthony Towns the last 6 weeks has been spectacular. He's been great. But when he plays Joel Embiid, Embiid dominates him. That was just a soft, soft performance. If you lose to Philly, they're a better team. I get it. But to be non-competitive, to me, there's no defense at all.
It's a disaster. Is what it was. You're talking about the performance there. They complete disaster. They didn't seem to play at all tough. Towns did nothing. Wiggins did nothing. They just were terrible.
All right, let's switch to the Wild. The Wild the last few years, they make the playoffs. They don't do anything. They eventually made the change with Chuck Fletcher. They made a couple trades. Now, they got beat last night. Let's just put last night off to the side. They have to make more trades. This group isn't good enough. The two best teams in this division, and maybe in the West, are Winnipeg and Nashville. We've watched this long enough. They're not good enough. They need to make more moves. I think this is the first of many deals. What do you think?
Well, here's a team like Anaheim. It lost 12 straight. And they come in and beat them 30-0. There's no consistency. Like you said, they did nothing to help this team in the off season. They have to make some moves that will help them score up. You get shut off by Anaheim, a team that lost 12 straight. That's terrible.
Well, and for me, you're right. You're 100% right on last night. To me, it's about the bigger picture. They haven't been good enough for a while. And if they need to take a step back for a few years, they have to do it. This group just isn't good enough. It's about more than just one game.
I wonder if the coach will get fired.
I don't think so. The problem is not Bruce Boudreau. They're not good enough. The players aren't good enough. Speaking of another lousy performance this week, it's not exactly optimistic. Gopher basketball. Gopher basketball against Illinois. That was another no-show performance. Was that maybe Richard Pitino's worst performance while he's been here at Minnesota?
That was Illinois had lost 5 games in a Big Ten deal. And they come in there and they just completely don't perform with it at all. They play Penn State tomorrow night. We'll see what will happen. But Murphy is doing nothing. He was a fantastic player last year and previous year. He's doing nothing. Coffee is up and down. They just aren't playing well at all.
Well, right now it's simple. If Coffee plays fantastic, they have a chance to win. If Coffee doesn't play fantastic, they don't win the game. And they have enough talent where it shouldn't be up to just Coffee to play spectacular to win the game.
You're right. Coffee's the key. He's got to score 20 points or do something like that. And Murphy also has to do rebounding. He's a great rebounder in past years, but he's not doing that now.
Let's finish with the Lynx. Maya Moore has been phenomenal from high school on. She won in high school. She won in college. She won in Europe. She's won with the Lynx. She's won with the Olympics. Some pretty ominous reports that Maya Moore might not play next year. And maybe it's not because there's problems with Moore and the Lynx. Maybe it is. Maybe she's worn out. But the Lynx, who have been a model of excellence for 8-9 years now, if Whalen retires, the other players getting older, and potentially Maya Moore doesn't play, that is a completely different team next year.
Why won't she play? That's the biggest question. She don't get along with the coach?
See, I don't know if it's that. You know, people are saying it's not that. Is she possibly worn out? Let's remember, the women's players, especially a superstar like Maya, she plays overseas where she makes significantly more money. Some of it could be a burnout, right, that she's tired. Maybe some of it is. But, yeah, in the prime of your career to potentially not play, that's interesting. But it would just be maybe not play for the Lynx. She still might play abroad where she makes more of her money.
Well, you think Gunther will find a way to have her play. Maybe it's money, like you said. Maybe he's not paying her the kind of money she thinks she deserves.
Yeah, there are stronger limits on the money you can make in the WNBA compared to where they play in Europe or China or you name it. How about Sunday? Do you have anything lined up so far for your Sunday show?
PJ Fleck, for sure. We'll have a couple twins on. Maybe we'll have Patino there. We'll see what we get.
My father joins the Sports Huddle at Sunday. We're back in moments on News Talk 830 WCCO. The latest construction time check is 2:47. Time to call for a free estimate on Infinity by Marvin Windows. I want to get to a couple topics, which Lindsay tracked down earlier in the day. I hope this one doesn't involve me, doesn't involve Adam. How to talk to someone you can't stand. How to talk to someone you can't stand. This can happen, right? This can happen at work. This can happen, hopefully not much in your personal lives, but it can happen different ways. What is your normal go-to if you're forced to interact with somebody that you just don't like? More often than not, I think it happens through work, although I think it can happen in families. Hopefully the further out it does, or maybe it happens in families, it's somebody's husband you don't like, or the wife you don't like, or whatever it might be. What is your standard operating procedure?
I just don't.
You just don't talk?
Yeah.
To
I
look who walked in right at the same time.
I don't have a very good poker face.
Yeah.
If I don't like you, it's pretty apparent. If I want nothing to do with you, it's pretty apparent. There are very few people in life that I feel that way, but I just I'm not going to sugarcoat it, I'm not going to pretend. Like if you're on my bad side, it's going to take a lot for you to get off of that, if that makes sense.
Are there examples of people who eventually worked their way off your backside?
Yeah, but
that could have come off really wrong on the
bad side. Yeah. It did come off very wrong.
I've ended a lot of toxic relationships in life, a lot of friends that I needed to cut out, and it's kind of like I'm better for it.
Yeah, that's true. Carter, how about you? Because the question is, how do you talk to someone you can't stand?
It's very difficult for me.
Yeah.
I can't put on the phony face, and that's just not my style.
I'm awful at it. I am, and
I'm just very short with people like that.
Yeah, well,
I'm not one to actually blow someone off, like just completely, you know.
Right. But if it's somebody you don't like,
well, I mean, it's tough to talk to you every day.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, how do I deal with you?
There
you have your answer.
Short, curt,
yeah.
Avoiding it.
Right to voicemail.
Right to voicemail. That is true. Well, I'll tell a good story, and this is a personal one. My sister probably get mad, but it's not to do that. She met a guy years ago who I called Slicky Boy. Slicky Boy because I just thought I thought he was a disingenuous fraud. And early on in the relationship, my sister asked me, "What do you think of him?" I go, "Well, I just don't like Slicky Boy. I don't like him. You know, he just seems like whatever he says, it's really not true, and he's too high on himself. Blah blah blah." So then, like the second time we're together, we're somewhere where my then wife Kathleen and Chris are dancing, and we're just sitting there, and Slicky Boy and I, and he looks at me, goes, "Here, you don't like me." This is the second time I've been around
him.
So I pause, and my immediate thought is, Chris, really? You know, I mean, you know, we're like X how many years in this relationship. You've known this guy for 2 weeks. But I pause, and I go, I don't. I think you're a fraud. And I think that's going to prove to be true. It made the next 5-10 minutes when they were dancing incredibly awkward. But what do you do at that point? Lindsay, what would you have done? If you tell one of your sisters you don't like this new guy or somebody new in their life, and you're thinking this is going to stay private, but it didn't stay private, and now the person literally looks you in the eye, second day, I mean, the first night we had spent some time together, now this is the second night, this is after we've had dinner together, but this is the first time two of us are alone, he says, "Yeah, here you don't like me." What would you have done?
How many glasses of wine have I consumed?
Yeah, there was a buzz, but it wasn't...
I would have probably backtracked real quick because I don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
So, like, speaking of confrontation, don't get too far behind
because
we have to do keywords.
Yeah, let's go here. And then I want more text than this. What do you do? What do you do when you're forced to talk to somebody? Maybe just start calling Chad, right? You're Adam and you start calling them Chad. That's one thing. Jury, J-U-R-Y, J-U-R-Y. That is the key word for cash. Text away to 72881. 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Jury is the key word. Paul and Jordana will play next hour. Okay. Here are some of the tips. What do we think about some of these tips? Pair an unpleasant event with something you're looking forward to. Because they talk about, in this case, they talk about, somebody wants to know, did your sister stick with Tricky Boy? She was kind of a Tricky Boy. I called him Slicky Boy. Let's just say Slicky Boy turned out to be Slicky Boy. Okay? Let's just say there may have been a point where as I said before, Kathleen, my then wife, may have spotted Slicky Boy at the loon with another woman. And then the other woman acted like, "Oh, are you hitting on my guy?" No, that guy is supposedly in a deep in relationship with my sister-in-law. It was a heck of a night. I missed that. But when she came home and told me, probably was one of the greatest nights of my life. I got to be honest. I mean, I don't know.
You did the "I told you so"?
Oh, you know me. I mean, I ran around patting myself on the back. I was elated. So they talk about teachers' things, you know, and kids and school events and sporting events. Like, okay, when Morgan and Siggy are involved in events, are you right in the middle with the other parents? Or are you more off to the side? I was more a little bit off to the side, and it wasn't like,
I mean,
I was greater than anybody. I was just, I don't know. I just, if it was going to be a conversation, didn't like, I'm not good at being disingenuous, and I hate disingenuous.
Yeah, I'm usually off to the side. But
off
I like
side?
To kind of be with the parents, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they're young enough where, like, but...
Oh, is it gets, like, was that, like, to me? I'm old,
no,
and
just,
so...
like, I'm not going to deal well with, like, if my kid is out there and maybe not playing as well, if other parents are, like,
screaming.
Criticizing,
yeah.
I wouldn't handle that well.
No. That that was some of it too, right? It was, although this is the gentleman I interviewed, 235. Let's say a few times when oldest boy, he may have had some comments for umpires over the years and wasn't awful, but it's enough. I'm like, okay, can we just go over here a little bit? This one also suggests plan an out. plan how you can get out of the conversation. That seems like a good one, right, Lindsay?
Have a safety word.
Yeah.
You if you're going to an event where there is a potential for an uncomfortable interaction, the person you're going with knows what the out word is. Like, if I go out with my two girlfriends, which I'm doing tomorrow night, we're having girls' night, and we want
Adam,
out.
What if Adam and I wanted to join you?
Yep. If you're buying, you're always welcome.
Oh, so you're better than that.
It's only if we pay. Wow. Adam, you pay this night, I'll pay the next one.
No.
Oh, why not?
Because
Jen can come.
Yeah. We'll go to like somewhere really expensive.
No, but if
we'll make it the seven of us.
We go out, Carla. Let's go. We have a safe phrase. If you need out of a situation, you pause the conversation. You're like, oh my God.
Get me the hell out of here.
No. You go say we're having just a conversation and, you know, the person's not getting the hint. I'll be like, oh God, Adam, remind me to, I've got to call my mom tomorrow. And then Adam's like, oh yeah, let's go to a different bar. I think we should leave.
Wow. So you invoke your mother.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Carter, what do you think about that?
It's genius.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you, hold on, get the sling in there. Now you look like Michael Cohen wearing the sling. Any theories on Mike Cohen and the sling, by the way, Carter? Somebody's very mad at me for joking about that.
Suggesting that he got roughed up?
Yeah, and I'm laughing. I'm going, let's hope it's Trump and the henchmen. You know, we just such a better story. You got a theory on Michael Cohen, why he's in a sling today?
Slipped and fell.
Slipped and fell.
A lot on his mind.
Lindsay, did you have also a safe word? This is pre-John, if you were on a date, and there was an automatic call, let's say, at 8:30.
No, I never did that.
Did not do that?
No, just because I don't think I would have pulled it off very well. And I think that's like just
hold
such
on.
A dead...
You just did the mom.
Yeah, but you're not on a date. Like, if you're on a date and your friend calls and is like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
I'm in a mine with some Chileans. Yeah, get me out of here.
No.
Carter, that'd be a good one, right? If you really went for that.
Yeah.
Wow, you're bored by the show. I can't listen.
Trying to think I'm going to get out of this conversation.
Yeah.
You know what? My mom just called me.
You need to call your mom.
I got to run.
I think she's been calling.
Can you finish this?
More text here. If you deny it, you're caught more lies trying to explain it. Yeah, that's why I had to tell Slicky
but I
Boy.
Can't, I'm with Lindsay all the way. I'm like, oh, no, you miss.
Yeah, but I'm now going to be with him a lot.
I'd be like, oh, you misconstrued. No, I don't. I just
hate you.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
going to
pretend
you.
I like you now and then talk
you.
Behind
I didn't
your
say
back.
Hate. I said don't like. Jack, that's you if you're listening out there somewhere.
The text or something. Would you like you?
Not really. That's among my societal issues I have. Many of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.